This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Came in last night at 10:30. That baby of mine wouldn't let me in. So move it on over.
Move it on over.
Move it on over.
Move it on over.
Move over. Cause the big dog's moving in. She's changed the lock on our front door. My door key don't fit no more. So get it on over.
Move it on over.
Scoot it on over.
Move it on over.
Move over, skinny dog. Cause the fat dog's moving in.
So when President Trump, the Iron Chief, when he put in his racist travel ban, we put out a call to action to Democrats across the state saying, help us create welcome baskets for refugee and immigrant families who are making Nebraska their home. And the response has been incredibly overwhelming and just really heartwarming that so many Nebraskans across our state sent in these baskets with just the basic stuff that you need when you are starting a new home, whether it's diapers and toilet paper and towels, but there's also dishes and blankets and rice cookers, utensils. And so we've been doing this for the last about month and a half, and this isn't even all of the baskets, if you can believe that. We have a tremendous amount of baskets inside the office as well, but this is just what Democrats do, right? We not only keep elected officials accountable and we run for office ourselves, but we also make sure that we're connecting to our community on the issues that deeply affect all of us. And we make sure that we had individuals write a little note to the families, and then inside each basket there's also a letter from the Nebraska Democratic Party welcoming the family to Nebraska. It's signed by me as chair of the party, and then we include a sticker in there for them to put on their car, and also includes a voter registration form and just has our contact information in case they want to reach out and have any questions.
So that's the Gateway Pundit. Man, they do a great job just constantly staying on things, going and finding clips of the Democrats bragging themselves that they're trying to get the refugees they're bringing in to go vote illegally. And see, it's so ubiquitous, it's so admitted inside the Democratic Party that they're trying to pass laws in Nebraska, in Illinois, in California, in Texas, hell, everywhere. 17 states just last year tried to pass laws. Some of them passed them and they went to governors. And governors couldn't sign them because it was so illegal. Even Democratic governors like Jerry Brown. So they just say, we're having illegals vote. We're having foreigners vote that just got here. You know, day one, you show up here as a refugee. Here, go vote. And they brag about it. And then they say on the news, Trump is insane saying the Democrats are organizing foreigners, illegals, and refugees to vote. How crazy is he? Next, he'll say the NSA was spying on him. Trump's like, I just read it in the newspaper you said you were. You say you have sources. I say it's an illegal leak. We never said that. Oh, here's hundreds of articles. It's like they just have no rules. They're just like mentally ill or they're like delusional. Because I guess their constituents on average really are just totally dumbed down. Totally dumbed down. And so they think all the rest of us, it'd be like if you were picking on and beating up blind people. Wouldn't be politically correct. Visually impaired. It's okay to brain damage someone with vaccines. Just don't call them blind. But blind folk, it's okay to, go out and beat up blind people, I guess. Because, see, they can't see. It's the same deal. But you come up and punch me in the nose, I'm not blind. And it's not okay to beat up people that are blind. The point is, they act like all the rest of us are mentally handicapped, like their constituents. Or mentally ill, chip on the shoulder weirdos. It doesn't work like that. So the article is at drudgereport.com. We've linked to it. Infowars.com. Nebraska Democrat Party includes voter registration forms in refugee welcome baskets. But Trump's completely insane. None of this is going on. We'll be back on the other side with Chris Toronto, also known as Tonto, on the other side, one of the the main hero. They're all heroes of Benghazi. And he's an even bigger hero for being a whistleblower in the face of Hillary's lies. We'll talk to him straight ahead.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Are you living with a growing prostate? Do you pee more often than you used to? Do you wake up to go? Be honest, is there a drop in your romantic life? Problems with a growing prostate don't go away on their own. So you need to call for a free bottle of Super Beta Prostate, the number one non-prescription formula for your prostate. The ingredients are natural. A recent survey of Super Beta Prostate users shows that over 86% of men report waking less frequently to use the bathroom. With Super Beta Prostate, you could have less urge to urinate and an improvement in your romantic life. Try it free. Pay only shipping and handling. Call 1-800-487-7242. Super Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules to get the same active ingredient in just one Super Beta Prostate tablet. Stop running to the bathroom and call now for your free bottle. Hurry, this free offer won't last. Call 1-800-487-7242. That's 1-800-487-7242.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Well, the head of the House Intelligence Committee, Devin Nunes, has come out and said, I've seen all the proof from all the different agencies. Of course, the president was under surveillance. Just as he said, they were unlawfully using foreign intelligence gathered on phone calls he was using and his staff was using in the transition team, as they're supposed to do, to politically spy on him, and then claim they had evidence that he was this Russian agent. But there was no evidence there, so Trump demanded it come out and pointed out it was illegal to leak it. And they said, we never spied on you, thinking we have no memory. They're betting everything on that, just like Gruber said with Obamacare. And now we've got 2 days ago on the one-year anniversary of the Brussels, Belgium attack. We got a bunch of people getting run over and killed and stabbed to death. And members of parliament saying, don't say it's Islamic. It's just crazy. And now we've got 3 million more Islamist, quote, refugees the UN's trying to force Europe to bring in. They want hundreds of thousands more to be brought in here. We just played the Democratic Party with the Syrian refugees coming in, giving them voter registration cards. there's so much to talk about. The point is there's a lot of special interests who think this country belongs to them. They've overrun it. They've taken control of it. But the good news is the sleeping giant that is America, of every race, color, and creed, we're all Americans. We bleed red blood. We're one race on this planet, are waking up to it, and it's a beautiful thing. Michael Moore came out again yesterday and said we need a civil emergency and to overthrow President Trump. You see it all over the news. Kill him. Have martial law. Rosie O'Donnell. You have the former deputy head of the Defense Department in the news going to the Pentagon trying to shop the idea of the military overthrowing the president. That's so illegal, folks, that it makes my head spin. And it's a bunch of foreign interests. The communist Chinese coming in to help censor Facebook. You cannot make this up. So I just talked to some military guys I know who happen to know Chris Tonto Peranto, of course, one of the big heroes and survivors of what happened in Benghazi and, of course, lionized properly so in the new film 13 Hours. It's a big hit and so amazing. To ask, what do you think we should do? Well, say we support the president and talk about if they're calling for military operations against the president, we're not calling for anything offensive, but we should start a discussion about the left thinking and Soros doubling the amount of money to these groups to kill cops and burn down cities.
Yeah.
They're planning something. So Chris, we're going to skip this break so you have more time. Thank you for joining us and coming on.
Sure.
Obviously, everything you've done. Chris, TontoPeranto.com. I've kind of set the table the last 4 minutes.
Yeah.
Where are we going with this?
I honestly think right now it's just a lot of lib talk. It'd be really ridiculous at this point for them to start there's some civil war going on. I mean, you've got guys like myself, you've got plenty of contractors out there that are back home now, plenty of people like myself that are patriots that aren't going to stand aside and let some coup, if you want to call it that, take over. And also just the strength in numbers, I'll give it to you. Libs, you want to come out, you better be 100 of you against one of me, because that's what it's going to take. And there are a lot of me's out there. So I don't think it's realistic. I think, again, it's a lot of threats, and the Libs do that. They are a lot of talk, but when action comes and it comes to actually picking up a gun and doing something, I think if they were more inclined to protect this country, you'd probably see more of them joining the military, joining the law enforcement. And again, I see it as a lot of BS, a lot of just a tough talk at this point in time. But if it comes to this, not going to be tough talk, believe me, people like myself will stand up and we'll be coming right back at you. So I just warn them, don't just stop that BS and put a cork in it right now before it really ends up to getting to something that they really don't want to get into.
Well, Chris, that's exactly why, as this rhetoric heated up, I wanted to get you on, because you're somebody with just a few other guys. Of course, some of them died, unfortunately.
Sure.
Took on hundreds and hundreds of people in two different, you know, major, you know, battle scenes under 13 hours of an admitted stand down. You didn't just have the physical courage in one of the most, you know, amazing Alamos where some people actually made it out, or a 300 where a few people actually made it. So, I mean, it's beyond that. You actually survived at a 300 type, you know, scenario of it where it was just six against 300 or 500. But looking at this, that's why I wanted to get you to talk about this as an expert on it, because they seem confident. And I agree, it's a lot of talk, but they're really trying to organize it. And I understand Trump's resistance to standing up to this, because it'll make him look like a fascist. But when they're openly calling for his death everywhere, and my death and everybody else, and it's just horrible. At a certain point, it becomes dereliction of duty if somebody doesn't get indicted, if somebody doesn't get in trouble. You know, when Bow Wow, you know, says, I want to kidnap and rape and enslave the first lady, or when, you know, his uncle comes out, Snoop Dogg, and says, I want to kill Trump, puts a music video out. We know he's a coward, won't do it, but he's trying to activate other mentally ill people. So that's why I'm so concerned.
That's true. And you have a good point there. And in the past, if you did that, then the Secret Service would be knocking at your door and possibly you'd be going to prison. I think that needs to happen. I think it needs to return. There does need to be an example set, whether it be Snoop Dogg or somebody else out there, where you're going to say you're going to kill the president. That's a threat. That is a terroristic threat at this point. And the Secret Service, FBI, local law enforcement, somebody needs to be knocking on the doors and pulling these guys in handcuffs. And honestly, if it is a star, and I hate to use the word Hollywood star, but if that's what you want to call yourselves, the stars, you know, TMZ needs to be there too to make an example out of you. An example needs to be made. And I don't have a problem if Trump decided to do that, and he shouldn't be called a fascist. That's the law. You don't threaten to kill the president of the United States. You don't do that. In the past, you've never done it. If you do it, there are repercussions to it. And I think he does at this point in time, or somebody within the Jeff Sessions, somebody within the DOJ needs to take this upon themselves and go ahead and do the right thing and arrest somebody, make an example out of somebody and make it a public example. And, you know, if we'll see what happens, but you can't keep letting it go. You're correct. You've got to lance that blister eventually. If not, it's going to get infected. You got to do it. And if you don't, it's just going to get worse and worse and worse. So I do agree. I do agree at this point with the threats to the president. But again, do I think that they're going to come out and actually start an all out war, a civil war in the United States of America? They'd be well earned to not do that.
I mean, I totally agree with what you're saying about the battle space. We have the right. We're Americans. 99% of the patriots are, you know, obviously with the president. He's executing like no president ever seen on his promises. Yeah. It's almost unbelievable. Yeah. It's so good. And so it'd be one thing if he was like selling us out to foreign powers or something. And that brings us to the next point. What do you make of now Nunes coming on saying, no, they were surveilling him basically illegally. The surveillance was legal because it was overseas, but they were using it domestically, the Democratic Party, during the transition. And then this claim that he's a Russian agent securing our borders, building up our military, turning our coal back on that actually decimates the Russian gas exports. I mean, really, if you look at what Trump's doing, he's dominating.
He is. He's doing it. I love how you said it. He's doing exactly what he said. There's no president, I think, that's come in the last, I know in the last 8 years for sure, but the last, 12, 16 years.
Reagan was great, but he didn't deliver it took him 3 years to deliver a recovery. Trump's done it in 50 days.
Yes, it's been outstanding. And I have respect for that. Whether I agree with the policies or not, he's doing what he said he was going to do. And that's fantastic. As far as Nunes, I know Congressman Nunes. Congressman Nunes is actually a friend. Congressman Nunes has always said what he meant. He's always been honest with everything that he's had to do with myself and
everybody. He just comes off as a lot of courage, very honorable. He's the only guy to admit the truth when they all know the truth.
And so if he's saying it, I'll give it 99.9% that thing is going on. And as far as them doing it legally and then doing they're doing something illegally but pulling illegal things off of it, that's typical CIA at the moment. Pompeo needs to clean house there. They need to come in and see what was actually going on. There needs to be heads to roll at the agency because what they were doing, they were getting information about Trump. And it was, in my opinion, that's illegal. You don't do that. Whether it's with you're doing an illegal act, a legal action going to foreign powers, but you're masking an illegal action by doing that. Well, that's illegal, isn't it? It's still illegal. So my opinion is again, Pompeo needs to get in there and take care of the agency and find out what was going on and see if there is actual basis to get somebody arrested, get some charges against somebody within the intelligence community. And Congressman Nunes, I think, will pursue that. I really do. He's a pit bull, and he will continue to pursue until he's run out of options. He did that with us as best he could when he was under Mike Rogers on that House Intel Subcommittee, and I thought he did a fantastic job.
Now he's the head of the committee.
Exactly, if that says anything about how honest this man is and his integrity. So I leave it in Congressman Nunes' hands. He's a subject matter expert when it comes to this, and I think he can continue to pursue it, and he will come to a good resolution if people within the Trump administration, Sessions, and others will back him. He has a good attorney general that can help him out, where in our case, we didn't have a good attorney general twice. We had Eric Holder and then Loretta Lynch, of course, weren't going to back us at all. But I think he has the opportunity here to come in and, set examples so it doesn't happen again.
Chris Paranto, known as Tonto, I'm going to go over his bio. Most people know who he is. There's a lot of secret wars that have gone on where some similar things happen, but one of the most famous, whether it was secret or public, firefights where you guys were completely overrun. And I know a lot of guys, some of the guys didn't make it back. So you don't want to say you were one of the top guys in this, but they all signaled the fact that you were, one of the guys that was the most effective in that hellish, situation that took place. Wow. And you didn't want us to plug this, but I'm going to do it. You've got the Ranger Way new book being released in May. Promise you'll come back for that. Also, you have the new firearm training DVD. That's something I'm going to watch. Is that available at ChrisTontoParanto.com?
Yeah, it is. All this and this stuff, I hate doing. I'll be honest, Alex, I can't stand this.
It doesn't matter, though. If we don't support ourselves, we're not going to have a voice. People should get all this. We have to build our own economy.
And I appreciate that. But yes, you can get it all there. I'm back in the training area, back with firearms and stuff I enjoy doing.
But we all need this. You obviously know what you're doing, surviving one of the most totally overrun operations ever.
Yes, sir. Sometimes it's better to be lucky than good. And I was surrounded by a great freaking team. I had two Navy SEALs and three Marines with me too. And the bottom line is you never gave up.
But the survivors all contributed, and they say they're all heroes. They say though that you really, for the whole nine yards, really did. You're the hero of the movie. Why is that?
I think it's because I probably have the biggest personality. I'm the biggest smartass. How about that? People tend to gravitate towards the guy that's outspoken, and that's me. And also, yeah, I had no problem. If I was going to die that night, I was going to die. I think if anybody that gets out there and is worried about dying in the line of fire, then they probably need to get out of the line of fire. You need to get out there to sacrifice yourself, selfless service, give of yourself, kind of like we're doing. You're putting yourself on the forefront. I'm sure you get threats daily because of what you do, but that is important. You need to be able to say, hey.
Don't you get stronger, though? I've had more than threats. Oh, yeah. They run all sorts of operations against us like a movie. But I actually get stronger when it happens. It's really weird. The worse it gets, the better I get.
That's good. That means that you have that never quit mentality that you're going to win any battle, and that's what you needed. And I was lucky to have a father that raised me that way, and lucky to be at a Ranger Battalion, the 75th, 2nd Battalion, that teaches you that. And then to be in there that night with a great team that I knew was not going to quit on me, so I was going to quit on them. It just although comes back to teamwork, and it comes back to never giving up.
To the synergy.
That's exactly what it is. And you use that big words. I don't know those big words.
Oh, yeah, right. But no, it's like the interconnectedness. Because you all amplify each other.
Exactly. No, that's exactly
right. It's a spirit, isn't it?
If it comes back to having that faith, and his spirit is the perfect word for you atheists out there. Guess what? There are no atheists in foxholes. You guys out there, there is something that a better and bigger than you that you need to rely on.
The spirit is the spiritual Wi-Fi. And then it's what are you putting into it? It's real. And people that don't know it, they don't. I mean, how synced do you get with guys in an 8-hour firefight like that?
You know, you get to so. But the blessing that night, more than anything, was that we could answer each other's questions before it even happened. It just blessed to have those 30 days that we were just there together. So, myself and Boone, though, I'm very blessed to have him there. Him and I had been working together for 10 years. So, how lucky is that to have that one of my best friends up there on the rooftop with me? Basically slaying folks all night that were trying to get up on our compound. Again, sometimes it's better to be lucky than good, but sometimes faith is there and God takes care of you.
But Providence had a hand on that night. It
definitely did.
So some of you would make it out to tell the truth.
Definitely. And some of us would sacrifice themselves, give the Roan and Bub, give the ultimate sacrifice. And they are the heroes. I'm no hero. The guys that survived are no heroes. Those two are the heroes because they gave everything so we could come home.
Well, if they were here today, though, they'd say everybody was together and you're still alive,
yes, sir.
Through you, through everybody right now.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And that's why we're here and able to continue to talk and continue to take on the. And I love how you say Islamists and liberalists. I love how you put that at the end because I have served with Islamist Muslim in Kandahar, in Kabul, that have actually been more patriotic than some of these liberalists here in the United States.
Exactly. We're not attacking Muslims in general, but the radical form that the left is allied with and pushing. Yeah. Why the hell would the leftist want to join with the worst Wahhabists out there that are bullying Muslims all over the world?
You saw right there with your ad before I came on. It's all about elections. It's all about power. Who's got
the Democrats,
control.
For those who just joined us, handing out publicly in their own video to the Muslims coming in from Syria, giving them voter registration cards, telling them to illegally vote. I mean, what the arrogance.
It's shameful. If doing what they were doing, it would be great if they didn't throw in those voter cards. Here's a voter registration card.
Yeah, right, give them there. Their baskets. Then make it illegal.
You know, it's sad that there are still people out there that don't see it that way.
In the 6-7 minutes we've got left, I can't wait till your book comes out. Folks should get the firearm training DVD because I'm having to get back in the firearms myself. I used to be quite decent, but I'm having to get back into it because half the time I can't get out of a barn anymore. You know, it's 1,000 yards away. But I mean, all this stuff's going on here, and there's so much to cover. Just what is front and center in your heart, in your mind? I mean, I'm not saying the vets. When I ask vets to speak up for Trump, it's not that they haven't done more than anybody. We admire them. We support them. This is the battle for the real homeland politically. And I know we can say, oh, the leftists are all talk saying kill Trump, do all this. But they're so crazy. Even a lobotomized pig sometimes can, get something done.
Yeah.
And they're just trying to activate all these crazies and, all this stuff's happening. So just in the last 5 minutes, what else is on your heart, on your mind as you talk to folks?
Well, I speak around the country, law enforcement needs to be supported more. I think, and I would love to see Trump add more into the law enforcement community, add more into just local and state police, because really that is his protection. If it's going to come down to where people are going to actually be out for his life on U.S. soil, it's the LEOs that are going to be standing up in front of him, not anybody else. Like I said, guys like myself will pull a gun when it finally is the worst case scenario, which I hope it never comes to. So I hope he continues to do that. And I actually would like to see more money going to the law enforcement. Those guys are the heroes right now because they're the ones that have to bite their tongue and have the patience to deal with these crazies they're seeing on the streets, these leftists they're seeing on the streets. And then you're right.
Yeah, what do you make of the illegal, you know, you're sitting there like raping the two-year-old and the left media covers it up?
Yeah.
I mean, it's just, they don't care whether it's a citizen or non-citizen, report what's happening. Looking at the left, though, Soros doubling his destabilization money. He's a Nazi collaborator since he was 14. He's overthrown all these countries. He admittedly is a destabilizer. I get we're a free open society, but if I did one-tenth of what he did, and I don't want to, by the way, I would be arrested so fast. I just don't get why is he allowed to do all this.
That's a good question. And that's a good question where I wish Donald Trump would come on TV and you would ask President Trump that. Because this man is an insider. He is somebody that would be considered, I would consider a terrorist in another country if I was there. He would be
funded the whole Arab Spring.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I don't know. It's a good question. And maybe when I'm sitting around and I'm very lucky to have good, to friends up on the Hill. I am very lucky to have some good friends. Maybe ask them. That is a dang good question, Alex. I don't know. But he does. He's done things that probably need to – well, there's no probably. That
we need George Soros here.
And he needs to be under investigation for, bottom line, is terroristic activities in the United States of America. Hey, and if they have a problem with anybody going to get him, send me. Hey, I'm right here. I'll go put handcuffs on him and bring him to you. You just let me know. Give me the word. If people are worried about saving face or threats against their lives, that's what we're here for. We're here to protect the United States. I mean, like I said, I'll take a couple buddies and we'll go grab them and bring them into you, President Trump. Just give us the word. But it needs to happen. It does need to happen. And I'm in total agreement with you. You got to cut the head off of a snake and watch it die. And I think right now that's the head right there is George Soros.
Wow. Chris Tonto Peronto, ChrisTontoPeronto.com. Anybody can just Google his name. Everybody knows who he is. I'm just glad that we're so restrained and the veterans are so restrained.
They're much.
And so we're not calling for some type of, we're just saying they're calling for killing everybody. They're calling for overthrow. We should have a discussion about what happened. Because I've seen Dan Bongino, great guy of the Secret Service, wouldn't go along with Obama, resigned. He said, look, a 40-man team, the security isn't good at the White House. A 40-man team can get in there. And he says, I'm not giving up security issues. The leftists, the Islamists know that. You know, quite frankly, I know the military's told Trump he really should either not be at the White House or shut down a few roads around it or do something. As a security expert who's been under this type of attack in a diplomatic compound that's not adequately defended, what's your two-minute analysis on that, sir?
Well, you have to listen to your experts there. And if the Secret Service are the experts, they know how to handle the security around the White House. If as a leader, you're not willing to listen to your security experts, you're going to fail. And that took place that night in Benghazi, Libya. Our leadership was not willing to listen to the experts on the ground, which were us, which cost lives, which basically put us in a dogfight for the 13 hours. So you have people there that know how to do security at the White House. Utilize them. Don't put your political correctness in front of those security issues. Don't put any media issues in front of that as well. Listen to those guys. They know how to protect you. They want to save your life. They want to make sure that you get home safely. And if they're telling you to do it, then you know what? You probably should do it or it's going to come back and bite you down the road. And I hope it doesn't, but I'm just telling you from experience, Alex. So President Trump and staff, listen to your security experts you have on there on the Hill. They're telling you the truth because they want you to live, and they want you to live another day and do your job another day. So don't take their words don't just take it at face value. You know, they do know what they're talking about.
Well, sure, exactly. I mean, I get saying the left's a joke as they are, but they've got enough money and organization that even a blind hog can find acres occasionally. Broken clocks are right twice a day. We should just be having a debate about this because they're saying they want to kill everybody and take over. So I'm glad we've had this discussion because I just see so much intense craziness out there. And then the economy's up. Good things are happening. Left's in the news saying they want to implode the economy to stop Trump. They're economic terrorists now. I just don't know why they're so screwed up. So thank you so much, Chris. 20-second closing comment.
Hey, just thank you again. God bless you, all you patriots out there that are listening, all you veterans. Thank you for your service. Thank you for supporting us. And keep watching InfoWars. This guy's a good man, Alex Jones. Jones, I got your back, brother. Whenever you need me, let me know.
Thank you. Wow, Chris, thank you. It's just great to know that you're out there, and God bless you. Thank you. We'll be back with the former technical director of the NSA to expose what's really going on against Trump. I'm Alex Jones. This is the InfoWar. Amazing interview. Thank you. Thank you, Tonto.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Are you concerned about your prostate? Do you pee more often than you used to? Do you wake up to go? Be honest, is there a drop in your romantic life? These problems may not just go away, so you need to call for a free bottle of Super Beta Prostate, the number one non-prescription formula for your prostate. The ingredients are naturally sourced. With Super Beta Prostate, you'll have less urges to urinate, less waking at night, and an improvement in your romantic life, guaranteed. Try it free. Pay only shipping and handling. Call 1-800-319-4062. Super Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules to get the same active ingredients in just one Super Beta Prostate tablet. Stop running to the bathroom and call us now for your free bottle. Hurry, this free offer won't last. Call 1-800-319-4062. That's 1-800-319-4062. 1-800-319-4062.
Hi there, Dick Allgaier here. I was a mainstream television news reporter for over three decades. I normally never do commercial endorsements. I am very skeptical of health supplements, but a friend of mine told me about his experience with Synergy One, so I purchased a bottle, and my wife and I have been using it for a few weeks now. I very much dislike so-called energy boosters, those little energy drinks that have caffeine and guarana and other things that make your heart race. This is not that. My experience with Synergy One has been great. My mood is better. My joints feel better. I have more vigor, more stamina, way increased productivity. My wife and I both noticed that we even dream more. So I recommend Synergy One. It's really good stuff. I'm having great results with it.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
It's called the Deep State. Barack Obama's most loyal aides still hold office, and they want to stop President Trump. Deep State was first revealed in the runaway New York Times bestseller, Big Agenda. David Horowitz's Big Agenda exposes Obama's government in exile and his shocking plan. Newsmax, Lou Dobbs, Ann Coulter all say you must read Big Agenda at bookstores everywhere, or check out our free offer. Call 800-NEWSMAX, 800-NEWSMAX, or go to BigAgenda411.com. That's BigAgenda411.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones.
Peronto interview we just had. Chris, TontoPeronto.com, former Army Ranger, 2nd Battalion, 75th Ranger Regiment, private security contractor, had deployed throughout South America, Central America, the Middle East, North Africa. He also worked with the U.S. government's global response staff at CIA, coordinating low-profile security and high-threat environments throughout the world. He was part of the CIA's Analytics Security Team, was responsible for the responded to the terrorist attack of the U.S. Special Mission in Benghazi, Libya, September 11, 2012, which had nothing to do with Islam. Helping, I'm being sarcastic, folks, to save over 20 lives while fighting off terrorists from the CIA annex for 13 hours. Mr. Peranto's story is told in the book, 13 Hours, written by Michael Zuckoff and the five surviving annex security team members. And there he is saying, we're ready to arrest George Soros if everybody else is scared for their families. Because obviously you go after him. That's the reason nobody wants to. He's so dangerous. He's a mafia chief, a true James Bond villain. And saying that if they're trying to organize a coup against Trump, the military and veterans need to be prepared to deal with it. If Trump starts doing unconstitutional stuff and taking our freedoms and selling our country out like the globalists have done, I'll come out against him in seconds. I have no allegiance to Trump, except for the fact I know he's for real and actually trying to execute the return of the Republic. Then I have total allegiance. This isn't about personalities or being part of the power structure. We are still the outsiders. We are still the resistance with a small beachhead in D.C. And just look at the $3 trillion in the stock market, the best small business numbers since 1984, and so many other good numbers. But you read the IMF, the World Bank, the World Trade Organization, the United Nations, all the groups. By the way, I'm not trying to talk like that. My voice is getting deeper by the day. I guess the oak pollen every year, it's about this time. It just gets on my larynx and the sky's the limit. It's a pollen orgy down here in Austin. But the fact is, history is happening right now in front of everybody. And I watched more press conferences last night of Pelosi. She can't even talk. I should make a whole segment of the show every day about her, like, doddering. Clearly has Alzheimer's. I'm not making fun of that. You know, my grandfather had dementia and kind of Alzheimer's stuff before he died. I loved him. He wasn't there anymore. It was really sad. She's the leading Democrat in the Senate. Doesn't know what planet she's on. Maxine Waters, one of the leading Democrats in the House, has the geopolitical understanding of a 10-year-old. A dumb 10-year-old. Trump got the idea to drain the swamp from Putin. He told him in his ear, and the Russians invaded Korea. Yeah. And Trump did. He helped him invade Korea. And then Pelosi's like, oh, Bush is the president. Bush is bad. I mean, it's like, what the hell is going on here? This is who's dominating us? Desperately trying to stop Trump cutting taxes and dialing back Obamacare? Don't you want your constituents to be successful and have a good life? Don't you live on the same planet, lady? No, she's almost 80 years old. God bless old folks. I love them. But she doesn't know what planet she's on because she's obviously had about 100 plastic surgeries. That woman's getting plastic surgery. So is Maxine Waters. She's getting her hair done every day. Maxine Waters is a good-looking woman for her age. But she's dumber than a box of rocks. So is Pelosi. You got these basically 80-year-old women who look like they're 20-year-old supermodels in the style and the hair and all this crap. Listen, ladies, you don't know where Korea is. You shouldn't be in the Senate. By the way, there's North and South Korea, sweetheart. And the North's run by a psychotic demon firing missiles every few weeks at Japan for no reason, threatening nuclear war. And the news is like, Trump shouldn't respond with threats of military action. What the hell is he supposed to do? Somebody pulls up in front of your house with a big, giant, 50-cal mounted, fully auto machine gun and says, I'm going to blow your house up! The first time I heard that, I'd go get a rifle, quietly stick it out the door and shoot the person right between the eyes. Kim Jong-un is running around with nuclear weapons. I'm going to blow up Seoul next week! I'm going to blow up Tokyo! You're talking a couple hundred miles away for Tokyo, 30 miles away for Seoul. I'm going to kill you. He's like a crazy little fat guy who couldn't fight his way out of a wet paper bag. And it's just like perfect archetype of government worship. They're ruled and enslaved by a total wimp on a narcissist power trip. What? Like, take somebody like, I talk a lot of folks in the military, like guys who have killed 400 people. I mean, everybody thinks Chris Kyle killed the most people. The Army doesn't put down people they kill. and they tell me Chris Ferranto is the baddest of the bad. Okay? Like Jedi level. Doesn't even think about it. Just starts shooting people, hardly ever misses, and just doesn't even think about it. The bullets all just missing. And imagine a guy like that who's ready to serve and give his life for you any minute because he's so alive. He's so dialed in. Total individual, but collectively dialed in. Everybody's ready to die right now. To somebody like Kim Jong-un, this little fat, I'm not bashing fat people. I've been fat too. The point is he's just this little soft, pudgy, wannabe tough guy walking around. Let's put some photos of Kim Jong-un with his eyes bugging out, acting powerful. And he's so delusional. 10 years after Dennis Rodman was uncool. 10 years after Dennis Rodman was the joke of the United States, this delusionoid, Zomtrembioid, this body-snatched creature, is running around laughing that he's got submarines and threatening to blow up Japan as if he'd be alive 5 minutes after he launches that missile. But he doesn't care because he's delusional like Pelosi. And like Maxine Waters, and like Michael Moore, and all the rest of them. And Jake Tapper. These guys, all they have is getting us to respond to them. That's why they say outrageous stuff all the time. The average CNN show has 100,000 viewers or less. Local radio shows in big cities have that. But they sit there in a suit. I'm Jake Tapper, and I've got 300,000 viewers, and I'm going to officially say this is the way. It's ridiculous. Trump says there's a thing called the NSA, and it was spying on him because we reported it was spying on him. That's crazy, isn't it? I'm Jake Tapper. Oh, let's go to the next CIA guy. Here. You're another blue blood elitist family member. Let's go to Anderson Cooper. Yes, next. I'm Anderson Cooper on a power trip. Let me tell you all day how the sun didn't rise this morning. Bill Binney, former head of the NSA, is going to be joining us with all these huge developments in the third hour. And then we have Larry Klayman coming on as well. And we have David Knight. This will be a day long remembered. You've seen the end of David Rockefeller. We'll soon see the end of the globalist. Don't act so surprised, Your Highness. You aren't on a mercy mission this time. Got to have a little bit of fun, don't we? Let me do this, because I've hit some of the news, but I've not really done a good boy job yet. We have a great guest on and things. I had a video list here. I know it's my fault, but can somebody run one back in here? Because I've got all these clips I want to get to that are so important. I mean, just look at some of these headlines. Hunt and kill all white people. Facebook post deemed not hate speech. That's on InfoWars.com. Spicer, there's more evidence CNN colluded with Hillary than Russia with Trump. Well, she also colluded more with Russia than Trump ever did. He didn't include any. Putin meets with Le Pen at Kremlin, vows not to interfere in election, as they're now claiming he does. Globalist gangster Juncker threatens Trump with war if European Union collapses. Yeah, Juncker, you're pretty arrogant. You threaten us with war, and you have the capacity to do it. It's time you're clear and present danger, buddy. Erdogan, keep calling me a dictator, I'll keep calling you a Nazi. Okay, you're flooding Europe with Islamists and trying to politically activate them. Potential smoking gun showing Obama administration spied on Trump team, sources say. This is a big one. I don't cover it enough. There's more dead Russians. String of dead Russians continues as witnesses and Putin critics executed. Typical show execution. Brussels mayor, all of mosques are controlled by radical Islamists. Yeah, the Muslims intimidate their own groups first. That's what the, you know, like any gang, they control their sector even greater. Buchanan talks about an Obama plot to sabotage Trump, question mark. Again, did the sun come up this morning? 3 million migrants waiting to cross into Greece, says EU commissioner, who's ordering them to let them in, basically, saying under the UN, you have to let them in. Trump was right. Oh, I forgot this one. Jewish teen arrested for bomb threat to Jewish centers. 99% of the time, a white woman says four black guys raped her and carved names in her. It turns out she made it up. And a black woman does the same thing. I don't know why. It's like most of the time there's some weird arson or a pipe bomb, and fire departments, they know it's one of their own people. I don't know how this works, but it just firefighters are great people, by the way, but they understand it statistically. That's where it comes from, inside job. Trump was right. Jewish teen arrested for bomb threat to Jewish centers. President Trump was viciously attacked in February for suggesting that threats may have been a false flag to make people look bad. Yeah, they kept saying Trump's not doing anything about the Jewish centers and the Jewish cemeteries being attacked by the leftist Jewish lobby, as if Trump's anti-Jewish. He's totally pro-Israel, man. But you're leftist. You're not even, you don't even care about Jews or anybody else for that matter. You want to overrun every culture. You want to destroy Trump because you're on the payroll of the Islamicists. The left Jewish lobby might as well be Saudi Arabia run. That's not rhetoric. That's the truth. Member of Congress warns of 1,000-point stock market crash if Obamacare light does not pass. That's why Trump's going for it, because it was meant to plunge the economy this year. Police repeatedly assorted MS-13 gang member sexual assaults, two-year-old girl. The media, only Fox and us will cover this, like Drudge and others. The whole left media will not cover him raping a two-year-old, stabbing another girlfriend, attacking his other girlfriend, running around. It's okay, though. Former Muslim, Islamicists emboldened by PC culture. Well, that's their army. That's who they're bringing in to do all this. But first, I want to get to some more of these clips where Spicer says more evidence of collusion between CNN and Clinton and Russia. And that ties into the video I already played. I want to get to it again. The smoking gun, bigger than Watergate, political espionage, greatest civil rights violation from Hannity, because the truth is coming out. Oh, there's another story. ABC gushes over amazing, inspiring story of mother and son swapping genders. I don't care if you swap genders or whatever this is, but you don't get a college degree that gets you a job. You don't have a real culture. It's being shut down now. So the new thing is, oh, you change your gender. See, instead of getting a bigger house or better medicine or better education for your children, it's you can swap your gender, see? That's what they give us in the new world. Used to the globalists, and they give us baubles, like iPhones and things and controls. But now, it's just you, like, opt into a cooler group, and you get some attention from the media that's not destroyed, and you feel empowered. Now, let me just say once this hour that we're winning the info war, reaching hearts and minds, despite all the censorship, the attacks, the demonizations, you name it. And you're not going to see or hear information like you just heard from one of the survivors of the 13 hours in Benghazi, Tonto. You're not going to get game-changing info that does the research so the president has the proof he was being surveilled. It gives you the very leaks that now force the House and Intelligence Committee to, because I don't want to, you know, I know the sources he's talking to. Well, I'm just going to leave it there. It's not about credit. It's about victory. But I need to give you a little newsflash. If you want to know the most effective operation, that means we're perfect. Boy, I wish I was doing a better job. Against the New World Order, it's InfoWars, other than Drudge. Drudge is even better because he can take something they're ignoring and force it out. Like our story about the NSA spying and Dr. Jerome Corsi and Sheriff Arpaio and all the info that's now bringing all this out. And Larry Kaiman's involved as well. He's going to be joining us coming up the next hour after we have the former head of the NSA join us. So, it's an imperative, but what's crazy is we ask for donations, we don't really get them. But if we sell toothpaste or a book or a water filter and it's high quality, you'll buy it to also support us and get a high quality product. But only a fraction of you buy the products. And we've been attacked. We've been cut off Google Ads. We've had a lot of other stuff go on that soon will be breaking in the news, undoubtedly. We need to be funded. We have the new lower for M4s. That's your, AR-15 now, the Minuteman series. We had 1,000 of the Trump that sold out, the Victory series. Well, this is Victory Series 2, the Minuteman, only 500. Great piece of art, scanned by a laser, that's available. We have the high-quality, non-fluoride, silver-impregnated colloidal silver and iodine, super blue, non-fluoride toothpaste. Everybody loves it. InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com. Or 888-253-3139. We have a multi-pack special going, so there's no reviews on the multi-pack. But let's go to the main page of Super Blue and InfoWarsStore.com to show folks the reviews that have actually gotten the toothpaste. We can click on that. Hundreds and hundreds of five-star reviews. I now buy a 10-pack every time. Thank you, InfoWars. This is the best toothpaste I have ever used. Top notch. Thank you for that review. You can read their names right there on the third-party site that were linked to, Power Reviews. So support us. We're supporting you. It's amazing. We set out to have the very best toothpaste. Read the hundreds and hundreds, there's thousands on the site, of five-star reviews. The average review is 4.8 stars. We have the 50% off out of the gates Trump 2020 president shirt to support free speech, meet like-minded people. That's what it's all about. That shirt's available at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. We cannot run this operation at its current level without your support. We had a little bit of black room to expand until they kicked us off Google Ads. And Google now admits that anything libertarian, anything patriot, anything pro-America is being banned. And that'll cause an exodus from Google itself. They know that, but see, now they want their competition shut down so they can't be reduced. See, in the past, if they censored, people would leave them. But now Facebook, Google, Twitter, they're all moving to have everybody censored, so you only have them as an option. That's why it's important to fight their censorship by InfoWars becoming even more successful. I'm committed to this fight, and I want to thank and salute all of you that supported us, prayed for us. If you don't want to buy the toothpaste or can, or don't want to get X2, or don't want to get Swerbal Foods, they're 30-40% off just this week at InfoWarsStore.com. That's fine. Spread the links. Send out the article. Tell folks about the videos. Send it to your email list. Post it on your Facebook or Twitter. And if you can't even do that, that's fine. If you're in a jail cell listening on shortwave radio, or somebody told us about the show, you're reading the transcript, just pray for us. That's the most important thing. Pray for us, please. We'll be back, but you built InfoWars, so thanks for the support.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
It's called the Deep State. Barack Obama's most loyal aides still hold office, and they want to stop President Trump. Deep State was first revealed in the runaway New York Times bestseller, Big Agenda. David Horowitz's Big Agenda exposes Obama's government in exile and his shocking plan. Newsmax, Lou Dobbs, Ann Coulter all say you must read Big Agenda at bookstores everywhere, or check out our free offer. Call 800-NEWSMAX, 800-NEWSMAX, or go to BigAgenda411.com. That's BigAgenda411.com.
Hi, my name's John Kunkel. I'm 63 years of age. I watched several YouTube videos of Stephen Ewers and learned what supplements might help me with energy and weight loss. I've now been on the Andreas Black Cumin Seed Oil, Synergy One, and six other products from Synergistic Nutrition for several weeks now. I've lost 10 pounds. My joint pain has been reduced significantly. I have a lot of energy that I've never had before. My cravings for sweets are gone, and I'm rarely hungry. Even my cravings for foods like hamburgers and heavy carbohydrate meals are now gone. This is the only thing that's worked for me. I was seriously considering bariatric surgery, but that's out the window now. Thank you so much, Synergistic Nutrition.
With Synergistic Nutrition, we help you take the guesswork out of supplementation and help you hit the bullseye of success. I encourage you to get specific about your health needs, because when you do, your body will celebrate with energy and well-being. Call Synergistic Nutrition today at 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
Don't want no shackles,
don't want no shackles on me. Don't want no shackles.
Wow, a smoking gun broke on Fox News last night. Actually, I'm glad they had the courage to put this out, but we told you it's foreign intelligence being given legally back to Obama and the Democrats to spy on Trump. And they claimed evidence of espionage when there is none. Then when they get called on it, they deny it exists. Here's from Hannity last night.
Intelligence is said to leave no doubt the Obama administration in its closing days was using the cover of legitimate surveillance on foreign targets to spy on President-elect Trump. According to sources, here now with reaction from Circa News, Sarah Carter from the American Center for Law and Justice, Jay Sekulow.
I think this goes straight to the highest levels of the Obama administration, and that's where these answers need to come from. We need to find out who unmasked these names, and it wasn't just Director Comey. There were other people that had access to this, and the NSA can unmask these names. So who requested that? That's one of the most important questions here, Sean, and why? And why? And I think once those questions start to get answered, just like Chairman Nunez said, then we'll know, was there political espionage? And if there was, Sean, this is the greatest civil liberties violations that we have seen in our country in a long time.
This would make Watergate look like kindergarten?
Oh, yeah.
They were surveilling the president. And, Sarah, you believe it was before the election, and now we're getting it confirmed by James Rosen after the election.
Right. And remember, every time you go into a SCIF, every time you go into these secured, compartmentalized facilities to view this information, you have to swipe in. You have to swipe in. You have to sign a log. It doesn't matter if you're the guy, an analyst working on a case, or if you're John Brennan, the former director of the CIA. You have to swipe in. So there are logs out there, Sean, and there is evidence out there. Some of that's classified, but they're able to get a hold of it. If Chairman Nunez can get a hold of that information, he can start finding out who did it.
Well, I think the Attorney General needs to impanel a grand jury. That's the first thing that needs to happen, and start this investigation, because as Sarah says, correct, you can find out who did this. So that's number one. Number two, for the chairman of the Intelligence Committee, he needs to get the background data, because what he saw in those reports shocked him, obviously, not just because it named President Trump potentially and his associates, but also the nature of the dissemination itself.
That's right. That's what's going on here. And remember how they kept telling you none of this existed, none of this was happening, when they've been the ones that admitted they were doing it previously. That shows the total mental illness. That shows the beyond anything I've ever seen arrogance out of these people. I mean, it really is stunning that they thought they could say, hey, we're surveilling him, we have evidence he's a Russian. Then they go, hey, that's illegal to do the spying. Oh, we don't have any evidence, or you're still a Russian, but from our spying, but we weren't spying. Meanwhile, let me show you this next article. Former CIA analyst gave green light for NSA, CIA to sabotage Trump. That was March 6th, 18 days ago or whatever it is. And they blocked that on Facebook, not because it was fake news, but because InfoWars is so on target and because we were reporting on Cutting Edge Info. We had him on last week. Larry C. Johnson, formerly of the CIA. High level. But he's covering stuff that's admitted already. So they've called him discredited, they've attacked him, they've demonized him, all the news. Where are they now when the head of the Intelligence Committee comes out and says it's true? They say, let's investigate Nunes. Maybe he's a Russian, too. This is getting real old. It's not going to work anymore where Rand Paul works for Putin, Alex Jones works for Putin, Le Pen works for Putin. But it's all meant, even if they fail, to have a chilling effect. We're not supposed to talk to the Russians. Because the globalists have sold out to the communist Chinese. That's the big power axis. What's left of the U.S., Europe, and the communist Chinese. Russia's the wild card, as usual, just like in World War II and World War I, to break that stalemate, because Russia's still a sovereign country. We'll be right back with hour number three, jam-packed with important guests, Larry Klayman, William Benning, and more.
Visit
you want answers? You're going to get them.